welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 769. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week. You know, I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Chicago's Rat Boys. The song is called Know You Then. It's on the band's new album, Singing to an Empty Chair, which came out last week, January 30th, on New West Records. It went out to indie stores first, and I picked that up, signed by the band Green Vinyl, and it looks fantastic, and it sounds even better. Been in love with that band for such a long time, and they write such wonderful songs. A good progression in this one without abandoning who they are. I think you're going to enjoy that one. Pick that one up and give it a listen. I got lots of music for you this week. Some of it is just excellent, like this track here from AC Newman. It's called The Town Halo.
The old days on an old way. downtown. It was the final day before the world turned upside down. It was the last September rain. I took the last suburban train to get back home. To get back home. It was the last day of the old age. I'm an outlaw. Hello world. It was the last day. Connection failed. It was the last day of the old days. The very last day of the old age. Connection failed. Connection failed.
And welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Crabber from Hamburg in Germany. The song is called Last Day Before the Internet, and it's on the band's new album, Sweet Credibility, that came out December 12th of last year on Jigsaw Records. An excellent indie pop record there that has a lot to offer. Give that one a listen. I'm sure you're going to find something that works for you. And before that, A.C. Newman with the song The Town Halo. That's all the way back, I think it was his debut record, The Slow Wonder, that came out in 2004 on Matador. Of course, that is the project of A.C. Newman, Carl Newman, based out of Vancouver, B.C. You know him from most of his work around The New Pornographers. That song is just fantastic, and that whole album is so very good. Anyway, we're going to continue on here. I've got something from Sad Snack. The song is called Revival. We'll be right back. bouncing in my chairs. That is Bad Manners with the song Just a Feeling. That was on the band's second album, Looney Tunes, which came out in 1980, though I have that as a 2010 repressing from Pressure Drop, London two-tone band there. And if you're not familiar with them, you should just start with the beginning and work your way to the end. Every bit of it is wonderful. Before that, we heard from Sad Snack from San Francisco. The song is Revival, at least I think that's how it's pronounced, R-V-I-V-L. That's on the band's album Vending Machine, which came out December 5th of last year on Sell the Heart, another wonderful little ska band there. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Got another set here. It's going to get a little louder. This is the Local Offenders with She's One of the Boys, but not really.
Wait, wait, blur his fucking eyes so they don't wait. Just one of the boys. Just one of the boys. Just one of the boys.
One of the boys,
but not really.
sure how those two tracks fit together. Maybe they don't, but that's okay. We ended there with Sex Mex. That's a project of Clark Gray from San Antonio, Texas. The song's called Dragging Me Around, and it's on a 4-song digital-only EP called Down in the Dump Trucks. Came out January 2nd of this year. Self-released, as I said, digital-only. Find that one on Bandcamp. I think that's where most of his stuff ends up. I don't like to play digital-only stuff, but boy, so much of his stuff he releases only digital, and so much of it is so very good. He's about to head out on the road. I know he's got a date here in Kansas City coming up soon. Before that, we heard from the Local Offenders with a song, She's One of the Boys, but not really, from Oi the Satire. That is a 8-song EP album, who knows, that was self-released digital only November of last year. The band based out of London, and as the title suggests, maybe they're doing a lot of satire of Oi, but they're also doing some excellent Oi, and that track there is fantastic. Listen to the lyrics of that one again. Go ahead and rewind. I'll wait. Actually, I don't have time. We need to wrap things up here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 769, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website. That's at toomuchrock.com, TOOMUCHROCK.com, or find me on your favorite social media site like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, and YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, there's good things coming up. It's that time of year. Heat Seeger is playing at Hillsiders on the 6th. Canyon is doing a release party at Farewell that night. Blanky is at the Liberty Hall basement. I've not been to that venue yet. And Creepy Jingles is playing at Minibar. Oh, and Find Fiona is at Dragon's Den. If you don't know where that is, you better ask a punk. On the 7th, Crybaby Jones is playing at Skate Bar. Zipper is playing at Steel Panther. On the 8th, Calvin Arsenia is playing Greenwood Social Hall. That's a benefit for Ice Resistance. On the 9th, Pentagram String Band is at Farewell. On the 13th, Honeywagon is playing at the West Sider. Dan Jones is at Hillsiders that night. Foyle is at Studio Skate. Rude Cousin is at 3807 Troost. On the 14th, Calvin Arsenia is at Knuckleheads. Madman is at Hillsiders on the 14th. Freddy Johnson at the Tap Room on the 14th as well. Looking over at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of the Richard Lloyd, Dan Jones and the Squids, and Hammerhead show that happened a couple weeks ago at Record Bar. And of course, I did save time for one more here. I've got one from Landa Hecht lined up. It's called The Sky, and it's on her new album, Lucky Now, which came out January 30th on Tapete Records. She's based out of Bristol in the UK, and you may know her as the vocalist and guitarist for Muncie Girls. Just writes fantastic songs, great lyrics, and just great compositions as well. So it's a great way to end the podcast this week. In here with Landa Hecht and the song The Sky. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Days here to the back, rather be looking at the sky.